I'm in dilemma how to explain this, because a very important part of an election is the political landscape, the political ideologies the parties follow. In Australia, the major parties, the Labour and the Liberals, they have a centre-left and centre-right. Okay, so left and right wings, these are the political landscapes that most democracies in the first world follow. Like the left are a bit progressive, liberals, and the right, they are a bit conservative, right? So I have, the easiest way to understand that is by understanding how Trump is and his policies. The Republicans, Trump's party, is right-wing, okay? So they have very strong stance against immigrations, against the new, what they call the woke policies, like gender, trans rights, also against LGBT, like they make rules against those, also anti-abortion, right? Like they have a very strong stance. So that is what right-wings and conservatives are, because they usually go towards religion, right? They're more religious, more conservative. The left wing are just opposite of that, like gay rights, trans rights, your abortion rights, feminism, women's rights, everything, and diversity, those things. In Australia, it's not so extreme. They are centre-left and centre-right, so that means they have some common ground. Unlike the US, they usually don't have common ground. That's why it's like full partisan, right, in the policies. But Australia do have full right wings, like Trumpet of Patriots and One Nation. They are completely right-wing. And if you're in Australia, you must have seen ads from Trumpet of Patriots saying One Nation, One Flag, which is a direct playbook of Trump. And there's a Trump mania in Australia. I've found a few people who are a fan of Trump. And this Trumpet of Patriots, they have not, what I've heard, they have not got good seats. I think they've won one or two in the past elections. Even though Clive Palmer, he spends millions of dollars. But this time, what I think is, I think they will have their highest votes till date, because of a lot of the talks on immigration and the Trump mania. Like, okay, you know, people like Trump and these immigrations, and those are direct impact of what Trump did in the US and won the election, which was surprising to me. As you can see, I'm not a big fan of his. I won't be surprised if Trumpet of Patriots get their highest historical vote here. I mean, they will not win the election for sure. It will be either Labour or the Liberals, but I'm thinking they will have the highest votes because of the wave of emotions running all around the world. And yeah, that is the political landscape of Australia. It's much better than the US, but still, it is a scary time.